Well, thank you very much, Carrie and Monica and Elisa. We appreciate those songs today. I want you to stand this morning, if you would. Take your Bibles as you're standing, please. I want you to go to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter number 11. Gospel of John, chapter number 11. John chapter 11, I want you to look at verse number 18 is where we'll start. Now right away you will see that this is Jesus, Mary and Martha, the story of Lazarus. Lazarus has died and he has been in the grave 4 days. And I'll give you a little background about that. But looking at verse number 18, Jesus comes and meets Martha at the little town of Bethany where they lived. Verse number 18. Now Bethany was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Let's pray. Father God, again, we thank you for this blessed day, this day of hope. This day that we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, our hearts go out today in praise and in glorifying Christ. That's the reason we're here, to praise and glorify the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. He's alive. He lives. Lord Jesus, we know that you're alive. And we thank you today for the blessedness of being able to read the Word of God and those words that you are the resurrection and the life. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. There's many questions that surround Easter, and I'm sure some of those questions surrounded you maybe this morning. As you came to church, questions like, do I wear flowers today? Or maybe, do I wear a hat today? And some ladies in some churches are wearing hats. Or which service do we go? Do we go to the early service and do we get up that early and go to the sunrise service? Or do we wait in our beds and we just wait there and you miss it all? Those kind of questions come. But hey, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here if you've missed that. But you know, there are some questions today. Where are we going to eat after church? Any of you have that in your mind today? Where are you going to eat after church? Questions surrounding today? Should we attend the early service and eat breakfast? Or maybe you're like Jordan this morning. Should I really be nervous today in giving the message? Should I really? But you know, here's the thing. There's one question in this portion of Scripture that we read that dominates humanity. I like what Jordan said this morning in his message. The very resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the most dominant thing that has ever happened to humanity. Without a doubt, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the paramount thing that has ever happened to humanity. And yet today, that little question that we see there in verse number 26 is the same question that I have asked, like Rob mentioned this morning, in funerals. I have used this in countless funerals that I've had. I don't even like to think of how many funerals I've gone through in the last 35, 36 years, but I use this about every time. Believest thou this? And so I ask you this morning, what do you believe about Jesus Christ? What do you believe today about the resurrection? Is it the most paramount thing in your life? Is it the decision that you've made in your life? Because when Jesus asked Martha, believest thou this? Martha, do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Martha, do you believe this? Do you believe it today? You see, that question goes out to you and me personally today. What do you believe? Why are you here? Why are we celebrating Easter or the Resurrection Sunday? That question, you will answer. And I will answer. And I hope today that you've answered it already. You see, here's the thing. My task this morning is not to convince you about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's not my job. I'm not here to convince you. You say, what are you preaching for then? You're not here to convince me. I can't convince you. I'll tell you why I can't convince you. After the resurrection of Jesus, he met with some of his disciples. You remember Thomas wasn't there in the midst in the scriptures when Jesus came, and he met some of the disciples, and they went and told Thomas, we've seen the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. We've seen him. They could not convince Thomas that he had risen from the dead. And if those disciples couldn't convince Thomas that he had risen from the dead, because Thomas said what? Unless I see the prints of the nails in his hands, and unless I see the scar in his side where the spear went, he said, I won't believe. And if his disciples couldn't convince Thomas about the resurrection, I'd be wasting my time to think that I can convince you about the resurrection. That's not my job. My opportunity this morning is to tell us about the resurrection. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convince you that Jesus Christ is real and alive. And so this morning, I bring that question to our attention. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? What do you believe about Jesus? What is the thing that really dominates your life about Jesus Christ? Is he the one that's going to take you all the way from where you are today to glory? Or is the one, or maybe you're like those that say, well, I'm a hope-so Christian rather than a know-so Christian. I hope you're a hope-so, know-so. I don't want you to be a hope-so Christian. I want you to know from the very bottoms of your heart that your life is dominated by the Lord Jesus Christ and that that resurrection is real. Because he's alive. He's alive. And so this question today is, do you believe this? Do you believe the resurrection as he says here to Martha, I am? You see, when Jesus spoke those words, I am, he was talking about his very deity. He was talking about, I am God in the flesh.
I am. I am who I say I am.
The little word I am gets our attention. When someone says I am, well, you entertain the thought, who are they?
Jesus, in the Gospel of John, he uses that term at least seven times about I am this and I am that. He starts out, he said, I am the bread of life. I am the very existence by which you survive. You see, today, as we come into this room and we sit down, the very reason that we come in and our very existence in sitting here all depends upon God. We're alive today. We breathe His air. We eat His food. He provides that for us. And when He was telling that, I'm the bread of life, He was telling His disciples, listen, I'm your very sustenance in life. He also said, I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. But He also said to His disciples, not only am I the light of the world, but now you're the light of the world. And so, Christian, today, if we're to be the light of the world, we better understand that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He said, I'm the door. We find that in the door, you go through a door to get someplace, and we find in John 14:6 that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You will never go into the presence of God Almighty except through Jesus Christ and Him alone. Why? Because He's the resurrection. He's alive. He is risen. He says, I'm the good shepherd. Follow me. Follow me. Christian, we're given a way to go and we're given someone to follow. And Jesus says, except you follow me, you shall all likewise perish. He said, I am the true vine. And then he says here, I am the resurrection and the life. I like those little words there. He says, you shall never die. I'm, when we look at this, it's Jesus claiming about His deity. Do you believe Jesus Christ is God? You know, whether you believe, you've heard that statement, God said it, I believe it, that settles it, you know. No, that's not true. It doesn't depend on whether I believe it or not. God said it, that settles it. That's just the way it is. And I heard R.C. Sproul in his book the other day that I was reading. He mentioned that. Don't ever put yourself in between what God said. Because you have no right to do it. God said it, that settles it. Whether we believe it or not, doesn't change anything. And I fully believe there's a lot of people sitting in churches today that follow that little principle. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. No, take us out of it. God said it. And he asked Martha, believest thou this, that I'm the resurrection, Martha? Do you really believe it? And she made that statement. Oh, I know he'll rise again at the resurrection of the last day. How many of you believe today that you're going to rise? You're going to rise when Jesus says, rise. Raise your hand if you believe that. You better believe it because it's going to happen. One of these days, Christ is going to say, rise. We find there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be, with the Lord. I believe that. I'm looking forward to that day. I got up this morning, as I do on many, many occasions,
And I just looked out the window and I said, you know, it was completely dark. And I said, Lord, is this the day? Is this the day that you're going to return? We'll know. We'll know one of these days. But Christ claimed about his deity. But not only when he was talking to Martha here, he talked about death. Do you believe, how many of you believe you're going to die? Now, let me ask you this. How many of you believe that you're not going to die? It's not a trick question. How many of you believe you're not going to die? Now, okay, let me go back here and read the words again. Okay? All right. Jesus' words in verse 25. Okay? Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Okay, now I'm going to ask you the question one more time. I think maybe you've got it. How many of you are never going to die? Hey. Wow. You know, I have to admit, I've tricked our church so many times that they're fearful to ask questions. You know, one of the things I like to do when I get the newspaper is look on the back pages at the obituaries and see if I'm there. You know? And you know, one of the interesting things about obituaries, sometimes they put pictures there. And you read down through there underneath the picture, and here's this person that's way up in years, but they're showing them as when they were 30. The pictures, the before and after. How many of you believe today that when you came in today that you were decaying? Your body is decaying right before your very eyes. How many of you today in my age group can do the same thing you did when you were 20? Why? We fall apart. We fall apart. And that's death. We're decaying before our very eyes. We can eat all the vitamins and we can eat all of the great foods that there is. And we can exercise till we become as buff as we can possibly be. But we're going to die physically. Physically. Now, some of you in here look like you've already... I don't want to go there. But see, death is the common denominator of us all, isn't it? Someone asked the question, I heard a preacher ask the question, he says, you know what the percentage of death is in the state of Indiana? It's 100%, as well as it is anywhere else in the world. We're going to die. And Jesus speaks about that. Death is the common denominator. And there's all kinds of books written how we can do this and how we can do that and teach us how we can live and you eat this and you eat that. And if you do this, I worked for Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical Company for well over 30 years. And we tried to make things that would prolong life. Antibiotics and everything else. And there's all kinds of books that tell us how we can live. But you know, this is the only book that will ever tell us how to really die. And to die successfully. I'm here to tell you today, if you believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can die successfully. And that successfulness is you'll never die. We just exit this old body and we go to the presence of the Lord. And I like that. And it's the only book that'll tell us how to really, really die. But it's also the book that tells us how we really live. How to live. Now I'm going to just tell you this morning, some of you ate this morning in the sunrise service after the message. We had a great breakfast. And there's One thing I know about eating, we're all just like a bunch of hogs. And as soon as you eat, you're ready to go lay down. And I realize that many of you in this room, having eaten the breakfast, you're ready to go lay down. And so I'm not going to preach real long today. 45 minutes, we'll be done. Okay. But Jesus not only claimed that he was deity and he talked about death, but he also talked about the destiny. Destiny. Many people live as if this is all there is. I can guarantee you this isn't all there is. In fact, this is just hardly anything at all. We've been studying the last two books of the book of the last two chapters of the book of Revelation. And I'm going to tell you what, it'll blow our minds in magnitude of magnificence, well beyond our wildest imagination. But it's not all there is here. This body may die, but soul and spirit are going to live forever, aren't they? Live forever. What if there is a conversation? Well, I just thought of this. What if there's a conversation? Maybe some of you ladies in here are pregnant. I don't know. I don't know if any of you are. But let's just take, for example, that you are. And you're having a conversation. How many of you ladies that have had children, did you have a conversation with the baby as you were carrying the baby in your womb? Did any of you ever talk to the baby? Now be honest. Raise your hand if you did. Okay. Did you ever get any replies? Some of you are saying, yes, I did. Some of you are saying, no, I didn't. Men, did you ever know your wife was talking to her child, your child in the womb? Does your mother talk to you? Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting. Let's suppose that you're talking to your child in the womb, and your child says this, I like it in here. I don't want to be born. I don't want to go out there in that cruel world. I'm protected in here. I am fed. I've got it all right here. Don't get me out there in that world. Well, the mother says, you don't understand what you're missing. There's playgrounds, and there's kids, and there's toys, and there's everything. There's amusement parks. There's sunshine. There's everything that you can't possibly imagine in the womb. It's dark in there. That is exactly the way some people look at life today. We look at it down here and say, I don't know what it's like up there, so I'm not sure I want to go. And Christians are living that way. We live as though we are having the very best that there is, when in reality, this is the worst we will ever experience. Believe that? It's true. And then Jesus talked about a destination. His deity, death, destiny, and then a decision. And I want to close this morning with a decision. You see, I believe Easter Sunday morning is a day of decision. More than any other Sunday, it's a day of destination or decision. There's a lot of big questions in life, isn't there? Big question like, what college will I go to? Who will I marry? What kind of family will I be involved with? Retirement. Well, that's a big question. Retirement. What am I going to do? What job do you want me to have? All of these questions in life, but here's the greatest question and the one we better learn to answer. What will you do with Jesus Christ? What will you do with Jesus Christ? The resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. I find in Revelation chapter 20. Let's say today that you're in this room and you say,
I don't really care about the resurrection. That doesn't mean much to me, resurrection of Jesus. I mean, you know, I've heard about it. I don't know too much about it. I don't know all the particulars about it. But, you know, I'll take it or leave it. And believe me, there are a lot of people that will say, I don't want to deal with it. I told you last Friday about a man who said, I'm just not ready for that. And today he's dying. Today he's dying and will not have the opportunity to ever live. And he will experience death for eternity. But let's just say the biggest question that you will ever answer in your life. Easter is a day of decision, and that question is, what will you do with the resurrected Christ? He will either be your Lord and Savior, or he will be your judge. You say, well, boy, I've never heard of an Easter message like, hey, heaven or hell. But isn't that the message? Isn't that the real message of the resurrection, where we make a decision? Palm Sunday is Lamb Selection Day, and Good Friday is Lamb Sacrificial Day. But Easter is Lamb Decision Day. Lamb Decision Day. Let me ask another question as we stand this morning, please. Will Jesus Christ be your judge, or is he your Lord and Savior? Will he say to you, welcome home, or will he say, depart? Depart. I never knew you. See, Jesus spoke those words in Matthew chapter 7. He said, there's a broad way, and there's a narrow way. There's a broad gate that leads to destruction, and there's a narrow way that leads to life everlasting. Every one of us in this room is on one of those two roads, aren't we? We're either headed down the road to glory on a narrow road, because Christianity is narrow. It's narrow. There's only one Lord and Savior. There's only one road. There's only one faith. There's only one resurrection. There's only one baptism. There's only one hope. All of those things are written down for us in Ephesians chapter 4. But you know, I'm looking at some people in here that you don't give a flip nickel for Jesus Christ. You know how I know? I see you at Easter. I see you at Christmas. I see you once or twice during the year, because you're out mowing the yard on Sunday. You don't care. You will care. You say, Jack, you're being pretty pointed. No, I'm being honest. I don't want to ever be guilty of the fact that I didn't ever tell you. And Jesus looked at Martha and said, Martha, believest thou this? And some of you don't care and don't believe, because you'll do whatever you want to do on Sunday. Am I being honest? Is that the truth? Sure it is. I've been there. I know. We're all alike. Easter Sunday is Decision Sunday. Resurrection Sunday, you will decide today. Someone said in the Old Testament, I think it was Joshua, but as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we stand in your presence this morning, glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the words that I've said were your words, not mine. And the decision, Lord, that people make as we leave this place today,
will be the decision that you would have them to make in the sense that you love us more than we can imagine. You care for us. You protect us. But maybe there is, like it's been prayed earlier, maybe there's someone in this room that has never made the decision for Jesus, but they've made the decision. And to decide is not to decide. But to not decide is to decide. And to decide for Christ is the best decision we ever make. There's no greater question than believest thou this? So, Father, I pray that as we leave this place this morning, that the Holy Spirit of God might touch someone's heart and life in this room who's been mediocre, uncaring, living their own life rather than we should allow Christ live his life in and through us. Father, what a day. What a glorious, glorious day, for the resurrection of Christ is real. And I thank you that you turned the light on in my life. And I accepted him for who he is. I thank you today for your word. I thank you for the message in song and the message in word this morning. And Lord, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You're dismissed.
Thank you.